Here's Dr. Gene Getz with a Bible principle, an enduring truth for your daily life.
Have you ever read the Book of Lamentations? Well, if you haven't, I hope you will. It was no doubt written by Jeremiah. In fact, listen to the introduction to the Septuagint, a Greek translation of the Old Testament. "And it came to pass, after Israel was taken captive and Jerusalem made desolate, that Jeremiah sat weeping and lamented with this lamentation over Jerusalem." Well, this introduction indicates that the translators of the Septuagint believed that Jeremiah penned this collection of laments. Though Jeremiah the prophet had pronounced judgment on Judah and Jerusalem, he empathized with those who suffered, just as Jesus wept over unrepentant Jerusalem. What he wrote reveals his broken heart. Listen to the opening verses.
"How she sits alone, the city once crowded with people. She who was great among the nations has become like a widow. The princess among the provinces has been put to forced labor. She weeps aloud during the night, with tears on her cheeks. There is no one to offer her comfort, not one from all her lovers. All her friends have betrayed her. They have become her enemies."
What happened to Judah, and to Jerusalem in particular, is a picture of every human being who rejects God's wonderful plan of salvation. The good news is that we can still call out to God and be saved. The Lord will not turn a deaf ear. We're living in the day of grace. Have you personally confessed your sin and received the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ? If not, I hope you'll do so today.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org.